Now we turn to this past weekend's primary election action. The Democrats held their primary in South Carolina on Saturday, a week after Republicans had their contest in that state.
The African-American vote in South Carolina was projected to be a key factor, and Hillary Clinton carried that demographic decisively and with even more support than Barack Obama got in 2008.
Joining us now to discuss the role of African-American voters in this year's presidential contest is Cheryl Laird. She's an assistant professor of political science and African-American studies at St. Louis University. Cheryl, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hi, how are you?
Well, good. So a lot of people have been watching for South Carolina and saying New Hampshire and Iowa, as primaries go, maybe not as representative of the diversity of the country as they could be. South Carolina was our first indication of how African-American voters might approach this Democratic presidential primary. What did you make of what you saw this weekend?
You know, I think this is consistent with how we should be expecting, or at least thinking about how African-Americans are seeing this electoral contest. I think we had a lot of African-American women who participated in this South Carolina primary. Additionally, a lot of older black women, so this is women over like 30, over 40 who participated, and that these individuals are not only consistent voters, they're very loyal voters, and then very many of them are seeing the Hillary campaign as being one that is reflective of the issues and concerns that they have. And I think Hillary and her campaign, Hillary Clinton's campaign, has done a very good job of really making appeals that are to the interest of those women, much better than I would think that Sanders has done, even though he's had endorsements from various individuals. I think there's definitely a generation difference there that you can see in his support, particularly with the African-American community. And part of that is coming from a long history, I think, of thinking about where the Democratic Party has sat with black voters, and particularly even where the Clintons have been sitting with black voters for at least the last, 20 years.
Let's talk. You mentioned endorsements. Let's look at that. There's been a battle in a way to get African-American endorsements from leading political figures, cultural figures as well. Mm-hmm. Hillary Clinton got the Congressional Black Caucus endorsement. Figures like Spike Lee came forward in the race to endorse Bernie Sanders. How important are endorsements in this yesterday or this weekend in South Carolina and looking forward?
Endorsements are pretty key, and particular demographics within the black community are going to be interested in certain individuals or certain organizations or interest groups backing particular candidates. So I think the CBC in particular is going to be something that's going to be important for a lot of black African-Americans who have participated a lot within the electoral process, right? So those who have voted very frequently, who have knowledge of a lot of the people who are in office within the CBC, John Lewis particularly being somebody who stands out, right, as someone that is very well known within the African-American community, and particularly amongst the mid to older demographics amongst blacks. I think with Bernie Sanders, you have a whole kind of different set of individuals with Spike Lee, as well as like Killer Mike, who's a rapper, Eric Garner's daughter, right, appealing much more to a younger demographic. But in terms of primary turnout, when we're thinking about Democratic partisans and the people who are going to turn out at high rates, I mean, you really have this solid group of black women who really are consistent in their turnout and have really been shaping this primary season. I think we'll continue to see that.
Talking about turnout, I have seen over the last 8 years or so a notion out there that, okay, Barack Obama running, historical moment, first black president, that generated a lot of excitement, higher African-American voter turnout. That's going to fizzle. We won't see that kind of turnout again in, say, 2016. What do you think about that notion?
We actually will see some turnout. It may not be as high because of the historical moment of appointing an African-American or electing an African-American president, but I think Hillary being that Hillary Clinton as a woman, and that much of the people who are going to be voting for the African-American community are going to be women in the majority on that, are seeing this as a historical moment. And even recently, the New York Times had a really good piece from Nicole Hannah-Jones that was talking about the ways in which many black women were seeing the Hillary campaign and her run as an opportunity to not only be able to say, I was supporting her back in 2008, but then Obama came on with this historic moment and was able to get this momentum coming out of Iowa and through into the primary season, and then South Carolina, him winning that by a substantial margin. and that this is now an opportunity to get some gender equity in terms of representation as well, that they would like to see a woman in the White House, and that this is an important historical moment as well. So I think that we could definitely see some turnout. We may not see as much youth turnout, possibly. I think that would be very interesting to kind of think about, especially with African-American youth. They may not be as energized and excited about Hillary. And I think some of that is even stemming from the fact that many of them were some of them are even born at the time when she was in office in terms of being first lady. And so they don't really have a living memory of the Clinton administration and what that was meaning for blacks at that time. So that also is kind of a historical context that's important for thinking about this as well.
Bernie Sanders has done well with younger voters in general, in some cases a lot better with younger voters. Do you think that he could excite younger African-American voters in a way that maybe Hillary Clinton isn't?
And partly because I think his policies are seen as a bit more progressive than hers. And again, that historical memory of the Clintons is just not there as much for younger voters, right? So they did not live through that experience as much. Some of them were coming of age at that time. And so I think he can make some appeals with his policies that he is definitely more left-leaning, and that age group, that terms of crystallized political positions, is going to be much more malleable than it is for individuals who are middle or older in terms of where their age is. And so that is going to be an important place for him to be able to appeal to. But I think he actually will probably do his best, and what we've seen, like in Iowa and some other places, that he's had really good appeal amongst actually like white male young voters, 18 to 30. So I think he could definitely win with black voters in that same age group, but he may not see as much energy in terms of the turnout like we probably would have seen with Obama.
We're talking to Cheryl Laird, assistant professor of political science and African-American studies at St. Louis University, looking at Saturday's Democratic primary in South Carolina and how black voters are viewing Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders as candidates. We'll pick up the conversation in just a few moments. We continue our conversation on the weekend South Carolina primary with Cheryl Laird, assistant professor of political science and African-American studies at St. Louis University. We're looking at the influence of black voters in the Democratic primary and this November's general election. Cheryl, I want to move to the Republican side of things for just a moment. After the election of 2008, a lot of Republicans said, hey, we need to reach out, do better with non-white voters if we're going to have a chance of winning the presidency again. Fast forward to 2016, a lot of people are pointing to this incident with Donald Trump initially not denouncing an endorsement from David Duke. People bring up the Ku Klux Klan in relationship to support for Donald Trump. We've been hearing in the news, said he had had a bad earpiece, so that's why he didn't answer the David Duke question the way he meant to. But having these issues out there, is this something that you think might energize African-American voters against Republicans in general?
I think it potentially can. You know, this reminds me even when the voter ID issues were becoming really discussed heavily in like 2008 and 2012, and a lot of people thought that this would actually inhibit black voters from being able to voice their views. And in fact, what we found is that a lot of black voters were very motivated to go to the polls and would work around whatever policies were in place to make sure that their voices were being heard. And so I think it really isn't going to be favorable for the party. You know, there's research by Tasha Philpott at the University of Texas that talks about the party image of the Republican Party, and that there's basically an understanding amongst African Americans that with the Southern strategy and the history of the Republican Party, that over the years, even as various things have changed and different people have kind of come to the front as representatives that are more diverse for the party, underneath that, people still believe that substantively the party has not changed a lot of its platform in terms of its issues on race, civil rights, justice, and social justice issues. And so I think this is not helping, particularly that David Duke not being denounced for the history and knowledge and awareness of what people have of that, particularly the demographic of blacks, basically middle-aged to older blacks that are most likely to be as active in the political process for this election, being individuals who can remember when David Duke was being discussed previously and knows the history of who he is. And so I think it'll have a significant impact and, in fact, could very well serve as a driving force for people to really get motivated to come out and vote.
You know, more generally, I think in the media, we can sometimes use shorthand phrases like, you know, Latino vote, women vote, veterans vote, and the black vote, when there's actually a lot more variety and subtlety within a category. So is the black vote, the African-American vote, really this monolithic thing, or is there a lot of detail that we miss when we talk that way?
I think there's, you know, a lot of nuance to how people are coming to assessment, or at least coming to their decisions on their political actions, right? At least in the research that I have done, you know, we look into the significance of thinking about communities and social surroundings and social networks amongst African Americans, and how much does homogeneity, or at least the same types of people of the same racial group, being in the communities that you're in when you're going through your political socialization, affect your worldview, affect the way that you're going to be seeing the world and even seeing the political space. And so I think there's a lot of nuance there in the understandings of what things people are taking into consideration there. And so there's some generational differences, there's some experiential differences, right? So there's a lot of Black veterans, right? And so that intersectional identity, I think, serves an important thinking about how people are seeing not only like military identity as well as their racial identity, and how much that is kind of shaping how they see the political world and political space. And so it's not as monolithic as I think people often want to say it is. I think there are definitely understood norms, and part of that is because it is a two-party system in a lot of ways, right? Like, we kind of fall back into the two parties, even when third parties or even four parties emerge, we fall back into this two-party system. And so in many ways, you know, a lot of the interests that are being defined or being understood by Blacks just really aren't getting picked up or being shown to be actually prioritized, particularly by the Republican Party. And so oftentimes that party does not seem to really garner a lot of support from African Americans.
Let's look ahead to, well, tomorrow. It's Super Tuesday. A lot of states in the southern United States voting for the Democratic Party. That means African American voters, again, like South Carolina, being big players in that race. Do you see similar things likely to happen as happened this weekend in South Carolina?
I mean, any place where you're going to see a large portion of the Democratic electorate being African-American is going to be a place where we're probably going to see Hillary really get a lot of support. So I think Alabama is going to be one to think about. Georgia is going to be another. Virginia is going to be another, right? These are all places that have decent enough sizes, or even sizes almost similar to South Carolina, of Blacks who are there. And many places, even like Georgia, for instance, she has endorsements from John Lewis and the CDC going in on that. So I think that'll be very helpful for her as well. She's going into Arkansas, which, you know, she was former first lady for the governorship there. And so she's in a space where I think African Americans will definitely probably be very strongly behind her. And again, in the primaries, it's going to be your strong partisans that are coming out. And for African Americans, your strong partisans are definitely going to be older African American in terms of who's going to be consistent, as well as Black women. And those individuals are showing that they definitely have leanings towards the Clinton campaign over Sanders.
Cheryl, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We've been talking to Cheryl Laird. She's assistant professor of political science and African American studies at St. Louis University. She shared her thoughts on Black voters and the ongoing presidential race.